Hello, Dr. Crescent. Well, Sylvia is taking things out of my purse again. I mean, I just know it. And I can't say anything to her. I really can't. And I hide the purse, I put it in drawers, and she really does find it. And if I could only, I feel that that's why she does it, that she wants me to say something to her, but I never can say anything to anybody, no matter what they do, no matter how furious I am. I keep it bottled in. And now I just don't know what to do about this situation.
Well, I think this ties in with something we discussed in the last hour. Namely, your rage at your husband for his behavior on the trip to Detroit.
My husband?
Well, you remember how angry you were at him for not describing to you what he did in Detroit, and he stayed 5 extra days. And the 5, if you remember, was symbolic of the 5 days that you were left by your father that time in Coney Island. I think this ties in, and I think probably this person you mentioned is aware of your anger at your own husband. But it's not the anger at your husband for going to Detroit for 5 days. It's actually the remnants of the anger at your father for deserting you on Coney Island that time when you were left with just the pony and the lollipop.
Well, I'm not married.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not married. Sylvia is my twin sister. We roomed together. My father died when I was born.
What is your name?
Dorothy Simley.
I'm terribly sorry. Fill me in.